So, Steve, we're back talking about the Versus battle last night in which you hosted. You know, I love the story you told about you wrote the words to Earth, Wind & Fire's devotion down, and you gave them to one of this girl you were interested in, Miyoshi Jackson or whatever her name was. And she said she thought that was so sweet. How did the fellas, what did they think about that, Earth, Wind & Fire?
I mean, like, they was tripping, man, because, you know, I have, it's like really crazy. It's like my daughter said. This music that I hosted last night was really the soundtracks of my life. Earth, Wind & Fire. See, I knew Ron Isley and their music before that. Mm-hmm. You know. Work to do, Who's That Lady and all like that. Because my brothers and them listened to it.
Right.
But when I was old enough to go and buy my own music, Earth, Wind & Fire came out when I was a senior in high school. And Lord have mercy, Jesus. When that damn devotion album came out, Mighty Mighty, you need devotion, blessed are the children. I wrote that entire song out on a piece of poster board, rolled it up, put it on my back, got on my bike, rode to Miyoshi house and gave it to her.
Wow.
Because I ain't know, you know.
Such a
you
lover.
Need to hit this. This is so beautiful, man. Yeah. I need a chick to hear this. She said, "Wow, that's the sweetest thing anybody ever done." That was a true story.
But you asked Ronald Isley a question last night, Steve, or and Ernie Isley about writing songs about women. Didn't you ask them?
Yeah,
and they said they had to compliment. What was that?
All of their songs was complimenting women.
Yes,
you know they said you had to compliment women. All their songs is about love, feeling, thinking, missing them, wanting them, having them, being lonely without them, trying to do right by them, you know. I mean, you know, and that's how they focused on their songs. If you look at Earth, Wind & Fire, they wrote love songs, and when they wasn't writing love songs, they wrote songs about the world.
Yeah,
that's the way of the world. Fight the power, you know. Stuff, paint a pretty smile each day, and then, you know, and then when they wrote a party song, it still had a message in it. You know, Boogie Wonderland. Let's groove tonight, you know. Fight the power. All this, and it was the first time an R&B group ever cussed on an album. When Ronald Isley said all this bull blank going down.
Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, our last break of the day on this Monday after the Versus battle, with the host of the Versus battle and some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.